Well, in Spain, police have clashed with protesters in the capital, Madrid. Well, the scuffles broke out when demonstrators gathered in Puerta del Sol, the central square that has been a focal point of a wave of protests since May last year. The rally was against the new labour reforms introduced by the government on Friday. The reforms include the slashing of employees' maximum severance pay and offering of contracts with various incentives set to encourage the hiring of young workers. The measures are the latest in a series of efforts to deal with the country's economic crisis. The government has promised to cut Spain's unemployment rate, which reached nearly 23% at the end of 2011, the highest in the industrialized world. From Washington, Edward Spanas, editor with the Executive Intelligence Review, joins me for his thoughts on the situation in the Eurozone. Mr. Spanas, welcome to the program. We have Spain, Greece, Portugal, you name it. Most European countries are going bankrupt. I mean, just what has caused the crisis in the Eurozone?
Well, they are bankrupt, but it's not the countries that are bankrupt. It's the international banking system. The whole monetary system is bankrupt because the system has been destroyed by speculation, by derivatives, and by the collapse of real production. So there's no way to avoid a default except by brutal austerity against the populations. And it's clear from your report and everything else that's going on that the populations will not accept that. So they are bankrupt. They should admit it and dump the whole euro system. They should dump the euro system and go back to sovereign national currencies.
And so speaking of the Monetary Fund, I mean, how much is the IMF involved in the European crisis?
Well, totally. You can't really make a distinction between the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, the European Union, the stabilization mechanism, it's all one thing at this point. And the key power, of course, is not directly showing its face, which is the British banking system and the British financial empire. And this goes along with the collapse of the system and the attempt to destroy the continental European countries goes along with the war drive as well. It's a very dangerous situation. And the only way out is for these countries to dump the euro, go back to their national currencies as they had before, and then adopt a two-tier credit system of productive credit for real production and a Glass-Steagall standard, as was in the United States, where you treat productive investment separate from speculative investment. There are moves for Glass-Steagall in Germany, in France, in Italy, and other European countries. And this is the only way out of this crisis.
And, I mean, we're seeing daily protests against austerity measures across Europe. What do you see becoming of the Eurozone and the people, especially, in the foreseeable future?
Well, if they accept the austerity, the people will be destroyed. This is what's happening. This is why you have these protests, because the bailouts are not for the countries, they're not for the people, they're for the banks. And they're for a bankrupt banking and monetary system. So if they continue on this course, these countries and their populations will be destroyed. They must dump the euro, go back to national sovereignty, national sovereign control over their currency, fixed exchange rates between their currencies, a Glass-Steagall standard, and then long-term economic cooperation between these countries for big infrastructure projects. That is the only way out of this crisis.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Edward Spanas, editor with the Executive Intelligence Review from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.